Thank you very much. So anyway, you've got to be serious sometimes, so now's the time to be serious. But too serious makes people afraid, and they tense up. So telling a few funny stories at the beginning is always more useful, simply because it does relax people. And to be able to get into some nice meditation experiences, it's good to relax so the body feels loose, at ease, comfortable, and then the mind can become very still and peaceful. So that's what we're doing now. So please sit in a comfortable position as best you possibly can. It's quite okay to sit in chairs. It's quite okay to sit, maybe not that chair, that's a very nice chair over there. The reason I say not that chair, because that's the sort of chair you'll fall asleep and start snoring. But anyway, or cushions, or these stools, however you can look after your body for half an hour without needing to bother about it too much. Very good. And then close your eyes. Very good. And please try and be quiet. And with the eyes closed, first of all, bring up awareness of your body. It's not just being mindful of parts of your body, it's caring for your body. This quality which I called kindfulness. So first of all, with your feet. Right now, how do your feet feel? Are they comfortable? Just like you see a friend and you say, how are you? How are you doing? That's how you regard your feet. How are your feet? Do you need to be adjusted, moved? Do you need to be relaxed? And soon, just because you choose to relax your feet, you can learn how to do that. The feet become nice and loose and easy. They actually feel more comfortable. When I first started this, I thought this is impossible, they're only feet. You do learn how to relax them. And they feel much better, much stronger and healthier. And then you go up your legs, lower legs first of all. So you feel if there's any tension or discomfort in your muscles around the back of your calf muscles, the skin, the bone, anything there. How are your lower legs? You connect with them. When you connect with them, you also care for them. That kindness allows them to relax and feel safe. Any tension which may have been there in the beginning is loosened. They feel far more at ease. And the same with your knees. Sometimes people have had sports accidents, just ordinary accidents, falling off ladders or whatever, injured their knees. How do your knees feel right now? And give them some kindness, some care. When they feel that they're recognized, they're not just taken for granted. Literally, you build up a good relationship with your knees. And those knees relax. And they become far more healthy and at ease. And then you go up past the knees, your thighs, huge muscles. How do they feel? Each part of your body has got a different sensation to it. you become much more aware of your bodily feelings. And that also helps if ever there's any problem with your health, you go and see a doctor, and the doctor asks you, how do you feel? You can give a decent answer. Instead you say, I don't feel well, or I feel I hurt. That can mean so many thousands of different things. But when you're more aware of your body, you can give much better advice to others to help heal you. But also you heal yourself. Now I'm aware of the muscles in my thighs, and I'm relaxing them. Just by being aware of them and giving them kindness, they get loose and free. And I know this feeling really well, it's very pleasant. The tightness in my legs has disappeared. They're loose. And I go to my butt, squashed against the cushion. I try to make sure that it's as even as possible. I don't try and get rid of any pain. I'm aware of it and kind to it. Because I know in a few moments, once I move further away from the butt up my body, that feeling will vanish. And I'll be able to sit comfortably. Then I go up from the butt to my waist. And I just fidget it around a bit just to loosen the belt. Keeps my lower robe up. And I feel today that my back wants to be stretched. So I give it a good stretch. And then let it feel loose. When it loosens off, it feels really comfortable. But I check. I'll just be aware of the back muscles, the vertebrae, making sure everything is in a comfortable place. I don't decide how my back should be, I ask it back, how do you want to feel? And I go down to the bottom of my body again, to the bottom of the torso, and I like just sweeping my attention up the intestines, colon, making sure that all of those organs down there are all at ease and comfortable. And when they are, you can move up to the stomach. I just scan up my body, and whatever I come across, if there's any problem there, any tightness, any ache, I just stay there for a while, being more and more aware of it, and giving this friendship, this kindness, until it relaxes. You see that if you ever see a wild animal, or even just like a snake in the forest, or a possum, a kangaroo. If you're kind, they know you're no threat. They relax, you relax. That's what I do with the organs in my body, relax them all with awareness and kindness. And move the awareness up past the lungs and the heart. My whole body just relaxing it to the max. And please excuse me, but for those who are women, just pause on your breasts. If there's any discomfort there, just zap it with kindness. I teach this to people with cancer. And it works. You can take those initial discomforts, those initial just feeling that something's not quite right, Just relax it so much, the body can heal itself. You go up to your shoulders. Especially when you're meditating, your shoulders can become sore. So relax them to the max. I imagine they're being pulled apart. And I imagine that little invisible beings pulling them apart. And then asking those invisible beings to let go. So the muscles in my shoulders can be at ease. Because I've done this so many times, it works. And I go down my arms, past my elbows, forearms. If there's anything there which needs to be adjusted, I will adjust. Because I care for my body. I get to my hands. I repeat this every week. I don't know why, but I always have to move my hands because I never get them in a good position to begin with. But now I'm more aware. Kindness has increased. So now I can even put my fingers in a good position where they feel at ease and comfortable. It's like I'm like my fingers don't belong to me. I just ask them, how are you? And make sure they're comfortable. This is how I have a good relationship with my body and soon with my mind. So the body works with me rather than me disciplining the body. And I go back up to my shoulders and neck. At this point I like just to move my head on top of the neck to make sure it's comfortable. So the head is not too far forward, not too far back, not too far to the left or the right. Then to my head, I go to the front of the face. Just notice, just if there's any tension in the muscles around the eyes, or the mouth, or the forehead. And learn to relax all those muscles. I often say when you relax those muscles, you're also relaxing the cause of some of that physical stress. Which is the emotional stress states. It's a nice segue into the mind. But before I go fully into the mind, I just start to notice the whole body sitting here, like joining everything else up together. The body is one unit, sitting here, relaxed to the max. And I often wait in a state of relaxation till I can notice the body really relax and start to experience the delight of relaxation, a special feeling when the body is really at ease. Because I know that relaxes me further. When the body, oh, here it comes. When I feel the delight of relaxation, I know that's wonderful for my bodily health. And when I move into my mind, I ask myself, how peaceful are you right now? And to help, sometimes people like numbers. They have speedometers, they have thermometers, they have the pressure of your blood or whatever, it's all measured on something. But just for you, how peaceful are you from 1 to 10? 10 is very agitated. 1 is really peaceful. If you had to give your mind a number, what would it be? And what makes your mind more peaceful? Try kindfulness. Be aware of what you're experiencing right now. The past you can't be sure of, it's already gone. And the future is just a fantasy. And anyway, your future is being made right now. And you learn much more from the present than you can ever learn from the past. So right now, this moment, give it kindness. Just like you relax parts of your body, now you relax your mind by having a much better relationship with what you're experiencing right now. Whatever it is, be kind with it. And if you can develop a deeper state of peace, you must always be in this present moment. You're already letting go of a lot of busyness. And also see if you can become silent. There's no need to give things a name. No need to have a running commentary. No need to use your thought for planning something, for doing something. That's where control, fear, creates thought, plans for the future. Just relax to the max. And feel the mind become as peaceful as the body was relaxed. And in this moment, see if you can notice that silent stillness. And after a while, just like the body, when it's relaxed, becomes very delightful. Silent stillness is even more profound and blissful. See if you can spot, notice the pleasure of silence. You may start to be able to notice things like your breathing. Fine, but make sure the silence and the stillness is also there.